it's time to invest in a new calendar. But in a market flooded with swimsuit calendars and cartoon desk planners, a Seattle-based homeless shelter is trying something different. The Church of Mary Magdalene Christian Ministry and its Women's Day Center, Mary's Place, have produced a calendar featuring homeless women as models. Hester Garrett, a former resident of the shelter, is featured as Ms. January in the project, called Beauty and Strength. Rachel Small got involved with Mary's Place while on a 2-year missionary program to Seattle. Small says she doesn't remember exactly how the idea of a calendar came about.
I think it may have been influenced by a calendar that I had heard about where women in Vancouver who had had breast cancer did a calendar of nude portraits of themselves with their mastectomies. And it really showed the way that they were still proud of who they were. I thought that a calendar would be a really good way to show the world what we see when we get to know these women.
So it's a matter of changing perceptions.
Definitely.
Is there another purpose too, perhaps fundraising?
Well, yes. The original idea came as we were trying to brainstorm ways we could raise funding for the Church of Mary Magdalene. This seemed like a great way to reach out to spread our message of breaking down stereotypes and also to raise money.
Now tell me about Ms. January.
Ms. January, Hester, she always comes with a smile and this cheerful voice. You know that she has God first and foremost in her heart.
Is that true, Ms. January?
Well, blessing on you, Sister Rachel. Yes, it is. I do honor God as the head of my life.
How you feel about being on a calendar?
Oh, it's just awesome. It's blessed. It's really blessed. I had thought I was going to be Miss August, and when I opened the calendar up and saw my face on the January, I said, oh, praise God.
Well, looks like that's exactly what you're doing, praising God. You've got, that's marvelous.
Got my hands up.
Yes, you got your hand up in the air. You're looking up.
Yes, sir. I was praising God for where I was at that moment.
How did you come to live at Mary's Place?
I relocated from another part of the world, actually. I came to Seattle 3 years ago, and my initial was to get to know Seattle, so I went downtown browsing around, and one of the friends that I met, she says, you know, they could probably use you at Mary's Place. And I said, well, where is that? And she says, it's a shelter for women. I have never been to a shelter, and I walked in on a Saturday service. They have church on Saturday, and I came in, and they were praising God. And that's how it started. From that point on, I was at Mary's Place every day.
How did the other residents of Mary's Place feel about this calendar?
Oh, they're very excited. You know, one girl I know, I think she's in, if I'm not mistaken, she's in December. I had to encourage her to come and do a portrait. You know, she said, oh, I can't do that. I said, you're so beautiful. Yes, you do need to do that. I'm one of those people who push. I saw women come out of shells. I mean, just because you tell them, you know, you're so pretty, and I know you could wear that color. You know, it's just a lot of enhancing their spirits so they can feel good about themselves.
Hester Garrett is Ms. January in the Beauty and Strength 2004 calendar produced by Seattle's Church of Mary Magdalene. Rachel Small helped coordinate the calendar project. Photographs from the calendar are at npr.org.